Hello friends, I'm Charles. I am a second year MSc Mathematics student in St. Albert's College. Just like all of you, I am also locked down in my house, and I am taking this as an opportunity to read as many books as I can. Books are great friends. And today, in this small audio clip, I would like to introduce the book The Woman of the Pharisees by Fosfo Moviac, FRANCOIS MAURIAC. It's a French name, so when you search for the author, you can type the spelling, you will get it correctly. Now, the book was originally written in French in 1941, and it was translated into English in 1946. The setting of the novel is in Bordeaux in France, and the novel shows the life of a rural French woman named Brigitte. Brigitte is actually a pious lady, a devout lady, and she has a family to manage. Brigitte's stepson Louis is the narrator in the novel. Now, though Brigitte is a pious and a devout lady, she always tries to impose her ideas, her spirituality on others. This is a novel with a complex circumstance. So as we go through the novel, we are going to see a lot of complex settings throughout the novel, how Brigitte is exerting her ideas. She's pressurizing others with her spirituality throughout the novel, on her family, especially on her stepson Louis, who's the narrator in the novel. And by the middle of the novel, we see that she is facing a lot of inner struggles by doing this. And at last, by the time the novel ends, she understands that whatever she was doing was actually a mistake, and she becomes a good lady. Now, the novel beautifully illustrates how the spirituality of one person can be destructive to others. Now, as we read the novel, we would also imagine how we are dealing with others. We would also examine how we are dealing with others. And this is what makes the novel interesting. The reader will also think of himself or herself, and he or she will think how I am dealing with others. Because when we are dealing with people, we are not dealing with the people who all only have thoughts. We deal with people who also have emotions. The novel has humor and wit in it, and at the same time, together with the humor sense, it exposes the inner struggles that every person has to face in this world. Now, this is a truth. Every person on this earth is having deep inner struggles in his or her heart. And one of the reasons for these inner struggles, one of the reasons, there may be many reasons, and one of the reasons is that we are always trying to impose our ideas or our spirituality over others. Now, our ideas can be destructive to others as well. And this is an aspect we often tend to ignore. And this is one of the problems that we face today, whether it be in social media, wherever you go, you're always seeing that others are trying to impose their ideas on us, and we are trying to impose our ideas on others. So there is a great relevance for this novel in 2020 rather than 1941. So the novel is actually a good novel to read in this time, where we must understand to accept others as equal to others, equal to ourselves. We must understand others as equal to others whom we consider to be good. And this is why I love this novel. This novel promotes the idea of respecting others and respecting their ideas and loving each other in a good way and trying to influence others in a good way. So I request all of you to consider my suggestion for this Corona vacation, to read this novel and to examine ourselves and to respect others' ideas as much as you respect your own ideas as well. Hope all of you enjoyed my suggestion. Thank you.